band that could. Roger. Well, I just got a Echolink validation for WA8MAC-R, so one step closer to getting the Echo Stink activated. For what?
I was going to ask that. For what? Does anybody use it? I thought everybody kind of migrated towards All-Star. WATOY loves Echolink.
Hello. Well, it does have its warts. It's got a pretty poor audio codec, and sometimes it sounds pretty lousy. But having said that, it's convenient. You know, All-Star is superior, but All-Star requires you buy some hardware, and, you know, there's a learning curve to get up and running on it. Not bad, but, you know, learning curve to get up and running on it and all that. And, you know, other things like DV switch and things like that, you know, you have to have very specific usernames and passwords and stuff. And so there's a security aspect there and, you know, and all that. So Echolink is the one that, you know, a person can get the application fired up. They can look at the directory and say, there it is, click, and they're there. So I can see it being useful for, in some cases, for that. But you got to be ready to drop it if you need to, because you also get a lot of bozos. John, how you doing today? I don't think we talked much Saturday. Were you there Saturday? Yeah, you were there.
Oh, yeah. We're a few chairs apart from each other, so didn't get a chance to talk too much. Yeah, no, Echo is easy to use, like you mentioned. It's on my phone. Of course, you know, there's other things on my phone, too. But your main thing of being able to look up a directory, none of the other formats have, like, a directory lookup where I can just scroll down and find Hazel Park or K8FU or, you know, whatever. So it makes things a lot easier. Yet you don't need any special equipment, like you said. Mostly it's all the things that you said. And also it was the first one that I used that was outside of RF. So that may be just some sentimental value on my part. But I've always liked it, and I've never had a problem using it. And in other parts of the world, you know, we have check-ins from Australia and stuff like that. And most of the ones that we talk to that are on Echolink don't really get into the technical side of ham radio. They see Echolink as just a way, oh, yeah, I want to talk to the guys in Hazel Park, so bang, they're there. So anyway, that's why I like it. W-A-T-O-Y.